Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. As you wake up this morning, there is no point in checking your ticket for the $100 million last night. Nobody in the Limestone Coast won it. It went to a lady in Sydney. The entire $107 million. But that is not the big story of the day. The big story of today in the Limestone Coast is the fact that we have got $10 million state government funding for our community and recreation hub. The man who knows all about it is the member for Mount Gambier, Troy Bell, who joins me on the line. Troy, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. Good morning, listeners.
Troy, what a sensational announcement that is.
Absolutely. It's welcome news. I do want to thank the Honourable Tim Whetstone, who's the Minister for Regional Development, and Stephen Marshall, the Premier, for coming to the table and putting $10 million on it for our community. And I think what's really exciting is it's an unprecedented amount of money if you look at the state and federal combination of $25 million. But this is on top of other state and federal money coming in, you know, the $2 million renal dialysis. We've got $10 million for our airport upgrade. We've got millions of dollars for our schools for the STEM or science, technology, engineering and maths upgrades. Mount High, $3 million for their entrepreneurial school. $9 million for Panola Bypass. I mean, I can't think of a time in our city's history where we've had so much attention and so much federal and state money pouring in. You know, I don't think we can say we're being neglected under a Marshall Liberal government, and I'm pretty excited to see this project get off the ground.
You bring up a lot of interesting points, mate, not the least of which is that finally state and federal governments are paying attention to our corner of the world, which is sensational news. Why do you think that is happening now, though? Is that a combination of yourself and Tony actually having the ear of people who are instrumental in being able to deliver the funding that the region desperately needs?
I'd like to think so.
But is it true? Is it true?
I'm sure, you know, sometimes the stars just align. Like, there's been a lot of work going to a number of these projects by a lot of people. Mm. You know, previous mayors, previous councils, you know, have put the foundations together. And once you've got a community on side, all pushing in the same direction, it makes it very easy as a local member to go to the Premier or the Prime Minister in Tony's case and saying, this is what our community wants and this is what we're fighting for. And I think it's been a fair bit of that as well, that none of these projects, if you look at the airport upgrades, I mean, we've been talking about that for, I don't know, 10, 15 years. You look at the Glen Burnie racetrack, you know, that was 10 years we've been talking about. Oh, that's another $3 million. Thank you very much. And you look about a covered swimming pool, a community recreation hub, that's 30 years. And that community vote, the 72%, very important to demonstrate to the state and country leaders that this is what the community wants. So a lot of hard work by a lot of people goes into that. And, you know, we're just the final part of making the push. So it is very pleasing, and I mean, you can get a construction boom that we should be seeing over the next 12, 18 months. You know, this community is really taking off, and it's great to be part of it.
Now, going back to the $10 million funding, obviously the meeting that our mayor had with the Premier was a huge step towards getting that funding, but it can't be understated that that this is basically the biggest amount of cash that the state government has ever given away to a community.
That's right. You know, you go back and think about both a state and federal contribution, I can't think of anywhere in South Australia that's received $25 million of outside money coming in. It's quite unbelievable, but, you know, we've been neglected for a long time down here, and I think that's a bit of a recognition as well, but it's time. Mount Gambier and the Lower South East started getting its share of the pie, and it's, as I said, it's wonderful to be part of, and this is really fantastic news. This is generational stuff. Our grandkids will be swimming and holding concerts and major events in this facility, and you know, it can all be attributed to the very hard-working group that helped put this together.
And that's what we're talking about, isn't it, Troy? Because as I cast aspersions at you, it's not old farts like you and I that are going to get the benefit of this. It's our kids and our grandkids of the Limestone Coast who are going to benefit from this project.
That's exactly right. And, you know, have an all-year facility where we're really just taking our community into the modern age. I'm sure in 15, 20 years' time, people will be looking back on this moment and saying, thank God we had people who were willing to push through and deliver this for the community. And, you know, the steering committee who helped put this together, you know, they need to be thanked. There's lots of people who put in a lot of hard work to get to this point.
Mm. Now, talking cold hard facts, we've got $15 million from the federal government. We've got $10 million from the state government. From what I understand, we've got $9.1 million that's going to be put in from the local council. We've got a $5 million funding shortfall as we speak. Council's got some hard decisions to make.
Exactly. And it'll be up to council to make those decisions because, in effect, this project now becomes a council project. We've supplied the money. There is a $5 million shortfall on the projected costs. I think there's a lot of room to move, and there's a lot of options that council could explore. I do see that, you know, the CEO has made some comments in that way, but that rates won't be impacted, even if council funded the entire $5 million. I think it's very unlikely that council would need to fund the entirety of that $5 million. I think there's lots of other options, but it's not for me to surmise what may happen in the future. This is now firmly in the lap of the current council as to which options they may want to look at to go forward. So that, you know, they could be looking for other investment. They could look at a reduction in scope. There may be a bit of sharpening of the pencil by those who are quoting the project. I mean, if you pick up a project of this size, there's a fair bit of fat in it in terms of contingency. So there's lots of ways that I could see it not impacting on the ratepayers at all. But, you know, I think we also need to focus on the positive that we've got $25 million of money that's external to us coming in. That money will go elsewhere in a heartbeat if the community or the council doesn't want it.
And that's the interesting point, because if council don't move forward with this project, no matter whether we've got a $5 million shortfall or not, the money disappears.
Correct. I was with the minister yesterday, and his phone was ringing hot from every other community.
Doesn't surprise me. Every community, every council, where's my $10 million?
Correct. And others that have secured some federal government money, wanting that, you know, matched or some contribution by the state government. So this is a big deal from the state government, and, you know, it's now up to council how they'd like to move forward. I think there's plenty of options going forward that will have no impact on ratepayers at all, but that's not my decision to make. That's now up to our elected council members.
Troy, I got to say congratulations. I think it's huge news for the region. I cannot wait to hopefully be the person that says on radio that this project is going to go ahead in its entirety. I think it'll be great for the region. And as you say, in 20 or 30 years' time, I don't think anybody will be talking about the discussions that have been had over the course of the last 6 months.
I think you're correct, Martin. thank you very much for your time.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.